On American University Week, protesting is a way to get your voice heard. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anna Amerikanyan, associate professor in the Department of Public Administration and Policy at American University, discusses what to do after the protest ends.
It is exciting to be part of a protest. However, many of those who descend on Washington for one of numerous recent marches leave the National Mall wondering, what do we do next? American history shows that protests can bring about major social changes, and they are an important tool to influence policy, but they're not the only tool. My research with Christina Lambright shows there are many other concrete strategies beyond protests citizens can use to make meaningful changes. What can you do to make a difference? Number one, cast your vote so that your representative's priorities are aligned with yours. Number two, get educated on an issue you're passionate about. Government managers we interviewed told us that citizens often make suggestions that are unrealistic or go against current laws. Do your homework so that your feedback is useful. Number three, attend a public meeting. Governments are often mandated to share their plans and budgets with the public. Your testimonial could make a real difference in avoiding proposed budget cuts or providing support to vital programs. Number four, provide input on the quality of services you receive. Let officials know which services are important to you and demand accountability when things go wrong. Number five, join a board of directors for one of the 1.5 million nonprofits in our country, lending your expertise and providing oversight of their work. Some of these strategies take time and commitment, but the payoff is well worth the effort. Making a long-lasting social impact is not a sprint. It's a marathon. You have protested. Now, be prepared to be an active citizen every day.
That was Anna Amerikanyan of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.